everyone's got a match that they remember, one that stands out from the others, one that sticks with you, I suppose. And I just thought that I'd talk to some people about which match means the most to them. Everyone that I know who has a story to tell about a football match. All I asked was to put us in the moment and tell us something that we don't know. And that's the match, because 90 minutes can last a lifetime.
I just started to think, I bet everyone's looking at me and thinking, what a waste of money. It might have just been, you know, an old lady in the crowd that I could see and probably thought, I bet she thinks I'm a right waste of money. Like, so we paid this money for me. I've come from Crewe with a reputation of being a good young striker who scores goals, and I'm not getting a touch. So I was starting to doubt whether this was my level.
They're not really interviews, more conversations. One of the players called it therapy. We start with the match and then we go where we go. And when there's no agenda apart from stories and memories, it's amazing what you can learn about people.
I made a point into going to central London and I went into the best cigar shop I could find and I bought this walnut box and filled it full of the best cigars. I'm not a smoker, so I haven't got a clue what they are. And I spent loads of money on him and I sent it to Howard and he phoned me the next day in tears. I can't believe you've done that for me. And that's what ex-players would do for Howard.
There's a lot of emotion, and then there are things that just don't make any sense to anyone.
What's happening here? How have I become a story 3 days before a football match, an 8.5 minute edit at 8:45 between Fulham and Blackburn? How is that such a big story? I couldn't understand it. I didn't see myself as different to anybody else in any way.
It's incredible too to hear some of the things that go on off the field. I'd heard stories about Claude Bez, the president of Bordeaux, and his pink Cadillac, but never spoken to anyone who'd missed a penalty and then been called into his office.
Lovely house he had, went into the study. There he was sitting on this beautiful leather chair, high. He wasn't the tallest of men, but he was sitting high up above me. And I'd slumped down into this little chair across the other side of the desk. And I always remember his opening line was, "Clive, you are a great player, but you must go away."
And when you sit down and talk to players and people around football about things that they don't normally talk about, you just find that they're so honest. It's from the heart, it's from the soul, and it's a real privilege.
I didn't want them to win the semi-final, and I didn't want them to win the final either. It was a horrible feeling. I was so jealous. I remember going to the games, I was like, come on, just get beaten. I can just go away, and the FA Cup's finished with, and then they got to the final. It's horrible because it was such a fantastic dressing room, but for me it was human nature, and for me to say anything other than that now would be a lie.
I love stories, and that's what this is. It's old-fashioned stories that tell us a lot, that take us somewhere, that make us think, and that help us understand.
It must have been 30,000 people there, just full of black faces, had the most profound effect on me, because that was the first time I played in front of a crowd which was dominated by black faces. And I thought at that moment to the time when I was a kid and played at Leeds United and a whole stand of white faces were doing the Nazi salute towards me when I was, 17, 18 years old, and how frightened I was. And I felt really comfortable.
The best way of summing it up, I read an old article recently, I can't remember where, and it said that irony is the staple of the prisoner who's come to love his cage. And that's what this is really. It's a chance to tell stories honestly and enjoy them and realise that not everything in modern life or modern football has to come with a layer of irony. It's the match, because 90 minutes can last a lifetime.